right now on VFN TV, In God We Trust is going to go back into every school in the state of Florida. Why? Because of Representative Kim Daniels. We'll be talking about a bill that she's actually bringing through the legislature. It's so exciting. You know, God is back again. Life is winning again in America. So exciting. Also, Joy Villa. She's a Grammy. She's a singer. She went to the Grammys with a pro-life dress, pro-life purse, and she painted her own baby on her dress and says, "I stand for life." You got to see this. This is a powerful testimony. And finally, we have VFNKB Success Secrets. God wants you to be successful. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Denzel Washington. We're all going to have T.D. Jace. We're going to have the Benham brothers talking about bringing you success right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN KB's television, VFN TV. It is so excited to be here. Of course, John is with me.
Hello.
And I am Greg Lancaster, and we love spending time with you. It's so important to us. You bring us so much encouragement. We're hoping, of course, you're letting us know we do, but we want to hear it from you. We want to talk to us, the calls, the emails, commenting right here. You have details how to reach us below right here. You can see on the video and the television, on the broadcast. You know, we come to you in the air, in your pocket, and online. There's no way we don't come to you.
That's right. And don't forget to reach out to us on social media. You know, make sure to comment and share.
Yeah, and specifically, we just heard from one of our, a part of our tribe in Cape Town, South Africa. And I just want to know, you know, Ursula, we are praying for you.
Yes.
And we're connected to you. You know, let's hook up. Let's get involved in iabide.org. You know, maybe you want to walk on Emmaus Road. Listen, we're in this together. We're going to live together in eternity. Those who make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, every tribe, every nation, every tongue, we're going to stand before our God and move in. Oh, it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Well, guess what? Awesomeness is happening in the state of Florida. John,
yes,
tell us what's happening here.
Well, Representative Kim Daniels from the state of Florida is introducing a bill for every single school in the state of Florida to prominently display In God We Trust.
In God We Trust. It's on our dollar bill.
Yes.
It's on the logo of the state of Florida. It needs to be in the hearts of our school, right? Our education system. You know, we pray about the education mountain. You know, with VFN KB, we're talking about all seven mountains, but this is the education mountain. And we're so grateful to see this taking place.
Well, if you remember, in previous administration and previous times, everything was being done so that God could be taken out of school.
We're no longer, the previous president said, we're no longer a Christian nation.
Yes.
You know, the one that was his assistant with the state ran for office. She's saying religious beliefs have to be changed.
Yes.
They were trying to undo the Constitution. It's like, guess what? God heard your prayers, and now you have people, and then you have the people like this, you got to get behind and support.
Absolutely.
When Representative Kim Daniels stands up and she says, you know, we got to get God back in the schools, this is not a party issue, this is a righteous issue.
And you see how things are even shifting in the environment.
Right.
The AP, Associated Press, is reporting that the bill received a unanimous approval. Unanimous approval, and now it's working through subcommittees, but it looks like both parties are praising it. And they want lessons to be learned, you know, for the students.
Right. And so this is when we don't sit back and just go, okay, let's see what's going to happen on our next news program. You begin to pray and say, God, put your angels with that bill. God, carry that bill through. Change their hearts. People that have a fear of man, that they would put a fear of God in their heart. Understand, if we're complaining about how our kids turn out, we're complaining about the shootings taking place in school, but we took God out of the schools in 1962, 63. So it's time to put him back in the schools. Kentucky, the governor for Kentucky, they actually passed a law, John, where every school teaches the Bible in the school. It's an elective, which is good. It should be an elective.
Yeah.
God is religion is about forcing religion, you know, beliefs on people. God's just saying, you know, bring me in the midst.
The month of January alone, I believe there's been 11 school shootings in one month of 2018. Listen, we need God. We need to trust God again. We need to put him on proudly displayed everywhere.
And so how many people are complaining about that? Or you heard so many of them, you're desensitized about that. And God's saying, but if you put me back, this is a prophecy the Lord gave me a long time ago, and I said it and it's happened. If you don't turn your hearts to them, they'll what?
Turn their guns to you.
And this is, it biblically says that. He said, they'll come in the sanctuary and do that. So what we got to do is turn our hearts back to our children, our children back to our fathers. We can't off our children to the local school superintendent and school board and teachers to impart values and everything else. We got to partner with the education system, understanding they work for us. That's our money that they're taking home, and they deserve it because they're teaching. But they're saying, I can't do everything. I can't parent your kid. But if you'll come and get involved and participate, and it begins with putting God back in the middle of it again, and Kim Daniels, Representative Kim Daniels. As a matter of fact, we just reach out now and we declare over the state of Florida and over the legislature, we say that bill will go through. God, send your angels now, grab a hold of that bill, rush it through all the qualifications, all the panels, Lord, and let the state of Florida, as you declare, is a first fruit state for the nation. It's going to be a first fruit state for putting God back in the schools in such a bold way. And bless Kim Daniels for making this stand.
Absolutely. Listen, Amen. We're speaking to you directly, our tribe, and we want to hear from you. We want to help empower you to do the same thing in your community, in your city, in your school district. You know, maybe you know a government leader. Maybe you know some teachers. What are some ideas that you can do to help get this in your school as well?
And one way you can do this, you know, as our community, we love hearing from you.
We want to hear from you.
So take a point. Take a point. Listen, you see below how to be able to comment, or you can call us, or you can email us. Go to vfnkb.com. There's so many different ways to reach us. But this is us together. This is like our tribe, you know. You're not alone anymore. God, you know, God's called you to be together. You got to pick your tribe and get connected. You're being overwhelmed with information because you're actually trying to get something from every tribe. The world has tribes too. You got to get involved in God's family, God's tribes, God's community. There's a whole bunch of those as well. But there's only one God, one Lord, one Savior. We're talking about, you know, different streams that's going on. And maybe VFNKB is your stream that you can get connected to and say, you know what, I'm going to hear this way. As a matter of fact, comment below. I mean, send us your comments. This is a good question to you. You know, are you or do you know a teacher right now in your community, in your family, you know, some relative, somebody's close by that you can get behind and say, listen, we want to do what Kim Daniels is doing in the state of Florida.
That's right.
Or we want to do what Kentucky governor is doing in Kentucky, where every classroom teaches.
There's momentum happening here. Ride the wave of the momentum.
As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, he was just talking to me about, you know, this is a season. This is a moment, you know, there's favor here, and if nothing lasts forever, but why it's here, don't assume it's going to be here forever. Move in this, take advantage
while
of
the
this,
iron's hot.
And you're going to find hearts have been changed, where school board members are kind of hard-hearted, you don't pray here, that kind of thing. Yeah. They'll be open now for God. And so as a matter of fact, post in the comment area below or call us, you know, and talk about, you know, your community and your students and what can you do. And they listen to you. If you show up at the meetings, they listen to you. Don't worry about just praying at some meeting. Think about how bringing God in, like Kim Daniels is doing, right? It's the education mountain. And one of the mountains we focus on at VFNKB is the education mountain. And I want to encourage you too, John, as I'm talking to somebody out there that's listening. You know, you said, you told everybody that God called you to run for office, and you ran for office, and God put you in the office, and now you're putting God on the back burner. Listen, I'm not worried about what you would say to your fellow constituents. They're going to forget about you when you get out, but you're going to face God when you get done. Ultimately, we're going to answer for Him. And all you had to do is say, I'm more confident in God's strength to establish His kingdom in the schools than Satan to come in and do something else. Because so many people are saying, well, if we talk about God, you got to talk about Satan. Satan loses every time. God is greater than that. Don't let your legacy be before God that you were too fearful to do what Kentucky did. And to say, you know, I'm not telling everybody to read the Bible, but at least allow that curriculum, the elective, to be there. And when you start putting in God we trust, you're going to find everything's going to begin to change. So make sure you comment below. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get right back from this break, we're going to be talking about Joy Villa. She showed up at the Grammys and she wore an amazing dress. It's not what you think. She decided to stand for life, and it's beautiful. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully, it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm talking about, you ever seen Joy before, like the joy of the Lord? Well, this is Joy Villa, and she's done, it's time for us to take a stand like she did.
Yes.
It's just a shame because she's probably the only one there that took the stand, but guess who we're talking about? We're talking about the one who stood up for what was right, Joy Villa. John, tell us about Joy Villa.
This is so important. You know, the Grammys just happened, and Joy, you know, everyone makes a big deal about not just a song, but what people wear, and Joy took this moment to stand boldly for what she believes in. I'm so proud of her. Well, we're going to hear an interview from her where she discusses why she wore a pro-life dress that she hand-painted herself. You don't want to miss it. Watch.
Well, last night I wore my dress that says, actually didn't say anything. It showed a picture of a fetus, and this painting I painted on my dress. It's one that I had painted 10 years ago, and I recreated it on my dress. And my purse, this is the purse that says Choose Life. So I chose to represent a Choose Life, pro-life message on the Grammys red carpet.
What kind of a reaction did you get?
A lot of love, a lot of hate. Social media, a lot of people are hating on me right now. But at the Grammys, actually, I had a lot of people tell me it's beautiful. They wanted to hear my story. I told them that I had given a child up for adoption 10 years ago. That was my choice, and that's why I'm pro-life.
So you gave your child up for adoption. This is something very personal to you.
Yes, absolutely. This is why I chose to wear it. That was actually a painting of my daughter when I was 8 months pregnant. I was 20 years old. I was faced with a crisis pregnancy, and this is something that meant a lot to me. And I really wanted to show my values on that carpet and use this platform for activism. A lot of stars use activism. I use activism for my own personal values.
Is that so awesome? I think about Vice President Pence and his wife, Karen, right?
Yes.
That when they were governor, they were strict advocates for promoting promoting
life.
Adoption.
Yeah, yes.
Adoption and pro-life. And she just hosted the pro-life march, the March for Life. In the Naval Observatory where they live and began to share their testimony about that. But when you see Joy like this. Here she's a singer. She wore this white wedding dress. Take a look. This white dress. It's a white wedding dress, it says,
wow,
that she hand-painted with an image of her child when the baby was in the room, surrounded by a rainbow, paired with a purse, which she chosen. So you're looking at, you know, how many people are trying to show off their bodies.
Exactly.
She wants to show off her baby. She wants to show off life. and that she chose a tough choice, but it's a better choice than murder. You know, it's that she chose life, because life, you know, it makes me think about, you know, and look at her purse. You got a closer look up, I think, of your purse here. You know, I think Fox News had this, where she just, I mean, some people trying to get a good graphic. It's like, just do it.
And just there it is.
Do
and
it.
The world is talking about it.
And you think about why, I would think why she would put a rainbow on there, because it's the promise of life. Mm. You know, that rainbow actually represented and represents God promising, God's promise.
That's right.
And so a child, you know, when God gives you a child, it's just a promise.
It's beautiful.
It really is, you know, and every child that you put for adoption that you did not abort, guess what? If they were to write you a letter right now, they'd go, thank you very much for not doing that, not taking my life, you know. But it makes me think about this, John, the sad thing about what took place in the Senate with when the president, President Donald Trump, and she wore a dress a year ago to the Grammys and said, make America great again.
That's
we don't
right.
have that dress for you. Maybe they can make it later on. But understand this, he wanted to get a 20-week bill into pass through Congress where you could not abort a child in a child's life after 20
after
weeks.
After 20 weeks. In fact,
And this is, they said they're pro-life Congress, pro-life Senate, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, this is interesting. This is what President Trump slammed the Senate late Monday.
Can you keep her up? We want to keep her up.
Yeah,
we're
keep her up. Late Monday, after a legislation banning abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy failed to survive a procedural vote. This is
survive a procedural
vote. This
is
a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate,
right.
And it failed. Republicans needed only 60 votes to advance the measure dubbed Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. However,
because the baby can feel pain.
Pain, absolutely.
And it's scientific fact. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, the vote finished 51-46.
In the Senate.
In the Senate, 9 short of the necessary threshold. And this is what President Trump said. He ran on a pro-life campaign. You saw him speak at March for Life. And he said
in the debates?
Yes, in the debates he says, listen, it's not okay with me. It's
not
okay with me to abort a baby.
Right.
And this is what he says, quote, it is disappointing that despite support from a bipartisan majority of the U.S. senators, this bill was blocked from further consideration. Trump said in a statement, scientific studies have demonstrated that babies in the womb feel pain at 20 weeks. He continues to say, we must defend those who cannot defend themselves. Trump added that the vote rejects scientific facts and puts the United States out of the mainstream in the family of nations, in which only 7 out of 198 nations, including China and North Korea, allow elective abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah.
We are in line with North Korea and China.
So 9 votes, which means it matters who you vote for.
Mm.
You know, 46% of Christians, they say that are registered but don't vote. I mean, you can make a difference. This midterms are coming up, you know, and it makes a difference. Vote for people. Ask the question. When our governor was running, I asked him right out front, what do you think about abortion? What do you think? And guess what? What he told me he's believed in is what he did. He signed the first born alive bill in the state of Florida, you know, Governor Rick Scott. And I want to encourage you, you can probably see the phone number on your screen right here. Call Congress, call your Senate, you know, talk to them and tell them, listen, it matters. Stand up, fight for it. Don't just assume they're not going to vote for it. I believe the Lord is going to change the hearts of those who are against abortion. They're going to begin to, now for abortion, they're going to begin to become for it. Things are going to turn. We're fixing to go to a break right now. We want to hear from you. You know, let us know about your thoughts, because there was a day where people actually enslaved other people, and people were sitting around having a conversation like this, and they're going like, I understand, you know, like Wilberforce going like, you know, that this is not appropriate. And they're going, well, is it? And all of a sudden they began to talk about it, and Wilberforce changed the whole movement across the world to end it. But people actually thought enslaving human beings was an okay thing. Mm. But guess what? Right. Now look at it. People look at it. That was evil. That's a shame. It's evil. And it is. But guess what? Science is going to prove, just like it's doing now, that the choosing to take the life of your child, or telling your girlfriend to take the life of your child, or promoting your wife to take your child because you're having difficulty with your present child and you want a boat or you want to do something different, that's going to look just like it did in the days of slavery. Look at somebody owns slaves right now. You think, what? I can't believe you thought like that. They're going to look, John, and they're going to look, because science lets us know down to the heartbeat of that child And they're going to say, how could you have taken this child's life? People say, well, they lied to me. I didn't know enslaving people was wrong. Like, they're going to, right. How could you not know taking a human being advantage of them and getting economic gain from somebody else's labor? They're going to say, well, how can you actually take some child and get financial gain because you didn't want to spend that money on a child? Let us know your comments. Talk to us. We want to hear about us in the community. Put your comments below. Call us up. And we got to stand. If you get a chance to stand up for Joy Villa, stand up for her. And also stand up for our president when he stands up for life. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get right back from this break, we have more VFN KB secrets.
Success secrets.
Success secrets. You have to own your own happiness. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. The word today is communication. Irene Black from Kayeta, Arizona, who's a social worker, wanted me to talk about it. Well, Irene, you're talking about something I love, and that is to communicate. The thing I want you to understand about communication today is that it's not a one-way street. Communication is not me talking and you listening. It's not me speaking, telling, directing, pointing. It's us engaged in a two-way conversation. You're talking, I'm talking, I'm listening, you're listening. We're kind of taking what I call a verbal journey, a visual journey, an emotional journey together. So often in communication, we leave someone. I see it happen all the time. Somebody starts talking, the other person's gone. Whenever that happens, Irene, just stop the communication and understand you got to connect, and then you communicate. If I communicate and don't connect, I will always lose the audience. But if I connect with them first, then as we communicate, and communication is not me, it's we, then it will be effective.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's time for a VFNKB success secret. Listen, you're supposed to be successful. Maybe you're feeling down and you're thinking, why am I going to work? You're like caught in a rut, and a rut's nothing but a grave with both ends kicked out. And what it is you lost your hope. You lost your vision. You lost your dream. You know, you got to have your why again. God wants you to be successful. And understand this. To do that, you got to be able to set your goals. You got to be able to work hard. You got to be able to be consistent and be disciplined. You got to be able to achieve your goals. You got to have goals for every single day. You know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And these are things we talk about at Value-Based Vision Management with VFNKB. You got to get connected. Maybe we have a webinar coming up real soon. We also have Value-Based Vision Management. But I'm not just saying that. As a matter of fact, Denzel Washington is saying it. Check it out.
So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. I try to give myself a goal every day. Sometimes it's just to not curse somebody out. Simple goals, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline, which you have already done, and consistency every day, not just on Tuesday and miss a few days. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. You've heard the saying, we don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do.
That is, working hard is what successful people do. That's so important. You know, you want to be successful, you have to work hard. But listen, you know, you know, and we want to hear from you. Talk to us in our community about what your, you know, secrets that you have about working hard. But understand this, that the secret to success is actually doing something well, being disciplined in it. You hold being accountable about it. But one thing that we do with VFNKB is you join the tribe in the community and we work together for your success. God wants you to be successful. If God wants you to be successful, we want to help. The more we help you succeed, the more we succeed in the eyes of God. Blessed to be a blessing, to help other people, to have more, to be able to bless more. That's, you know, God said, I'll bless you to be a blessing to others. And so we're so excited about the shift, the wealth transfer that's taking place, but that only will happen if we do in regards to what we're talking about being successful. There's keys to success. And one way you can learn these things that we're talking about, Denzel Washington's talking about, is that value-based vision management. Make sure you sign up for a webinar or a seminar that's in your area. Listen to this. And also, not only just planning, you know, so often people think about, this is another VFNKB success secret, is people think busyness, because they're busy, they're going to be successful. Listen, that's not true. It's, you have to be very specific. Listen to Denzel Washington again. Denzel Washington talking about, don't mistake busyness for productivity. Check it out.
Remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Remember that. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. My mother told me, she said, yeah, because you can run in place all the time and never get anywhere. So continue to strive, continue to have goals, continue to progress.
This is so important. So many people mistake busyness. I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. And it's like, those are the most miserable people, actually, when you're seeing what's going on. And it's like, because you're not actually doing something on an intention. There's, you know, think about this. If you climb the ladder of success, and when you get to the top of it, you're going to find out that it's leaning against something you wouldn't even want to do, because you didn't base it on your values. What do you value? What's important to you? That's what will always motivate you when you're moving within your own value system. With value-based vision management at VFNKB, that's what we're trying to help you do, to inspire you. Not trying. We actually can do it. Make sure you sign up at VFNKB for the next webinar that's coming up. Also, a seminar may come up, a Vine Fellowship Network, not Vine Fellowship Network, but a value-based vision management taking place at vfnkb.com, and we'll connect you and empower you and inspire you. God wants you to be successful. We want you to be successful. And when you're successful, you're happier. You're filled with joy. When somebody comes knocking to your door asking for help, you give them something. When you're trying to fill a box of love up to be able to send to someone, you're going to fill it with all kinds of stuff. You're going to be shipping the boxes. All these different things are going to be taking place because, and God wants to be able to transfer that wealth to you. But you got to do something to be a success. There's something you have to do. Don't mistake busyness for activity. You actually got to be productive and be very specific. Let me pray for you right now. And let us know in the comments areas below, or call us or email us. We want to be able to hear from your success. What is your success? What has God done in your life? What's happening? Maybe you got some success secrets yourself. Father God, we just thank you for our community. We thank you for our tribe, God. We bless them. We thank you, Father God, for the success that's happening in their business, their idea, their marriages, their relationship, and education, Father God, and government. There's people right now that you're going to inspire to be able to run for office, God. And we ask you right now that you would connect us even tighter, the VFNKB tribe, to walk in your glory, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's just, it's been life transforming. I mean, it's, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, he just, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God. And alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and y'all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? With the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though,
yeah.
to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email. iabide.org.